Hey, this is Joe Holloway with another episode of the Baylor Lariat Sports Podcast. I'm here with Brian Bateman and Nick Dean. I think we're going to talk a lot about basketball today. Is that right, Brian?
Definitely. It's been a tough week for Baylor fans going to the Farrell Center and watching on TV. And all teams total 5 losses this week, or in the last about a week or so.
The men are 0-3 in their past 3.
And the women are 0-2.
Dropped 2 straight.
It's becoming kind of tough to be a Baylor fan. But I guess we should start with the men. Since the last time we talked to y'all, they've played, they lost to Oklahoma, then we had talked to y'all, and then so we, Texas and Missouri. And they got Kansas tonight. So let's just talk about these last 3 losses against Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri. What's been the defining theme so far this year, or in these couple of games?
I think the most frustrating thing for me to watch during these games is just because at the beginning of the year they said they put so much emphasis on the defense going in, and it just isn't apparent at all. So I couple that with our shots not falling. I think the reason we were able to do so well last year is because we could shoot so well, and it didn't matter as much that we didn't play very good defense because we could always outshoot our opponents. Shots stopped falling. Bad news.
Right, exactly. That's really tough thing to do. I mean, they did shoot well in some of these games, but you know, they're streaky. You know, they against Missouri, which Nick will tell us about a little later, was you know, they went out there and they got a 15-1, or I believe it was 15-1 run in a minute and a half, and then they end up getting blown out in the last few minutes of the game.
When you're playing from 20 behind constantly, right. You know, 15-point run, it'll keep you in the game, but it won't win you any.
Right, exactly. But let's talk a little bit about Curtis Gerald. He's been benched for part of the game twice in the last 2 games. Coaches attribute that to a couple of different things. You know, he's been winded, he said. You know, and then just the rotation has been off. But have y'all seen? It just seems like he's not as aggressive and is not as clear thinking out there in the last few games.
When I watched him, in the Missouri game or the Texas game where he lost his dribble and almost fell on the court?
Well, I know he did actually fall on the court in the Texas game. That's one of the reasons why we lost, but he probably did the same thing.
I don't know. To me, it looks like I think he feels like he's a senior and he's a leader, which he is, but I think at times it feels like, and it's not just him, I see this from a lot of them, it just seems like they're just trying to do too much by themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know, too much, too quick. I don't know. Seems like they're getting a little ahead of themselves at times.
All right, definitely. But one guy who has played pretty well this week has been Quincy Acey at times. In the Texas game, we're looking at him there, and starting on the second half, he was coming out on fire. He actually sparked the run there and was doing really well, and then he got 2 quick fouls, gave him 3 fouls, and had to sit on the bench. So, you know, Coach Drew was talking last week about that you know, he's really aggressive. And then he became really passive, and now he's becoming aggressive again. But too aggressive, where he's getting fouls for it, like over the back calls and things like that. That just haven't really worked out well for him. But you know, he's a big spark, and to have him and Kevin Rogers really takes a big load off of Kevin Rogers, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the inconsistency with the aggressiveness and just at times being too passive or too aggressive, that's just a product of youth, which I think will eventually straighten itself out as he gets more experience. But definitely it helps to have him with as few fouls as possible.
Right. Because, so, he is a big – when he doesn't have those fouls, he is very spirited guy, leaving everybody out there. Moving on to tonight, big game against Kansas, wide out the Farrell Center for ESPN's Big Monday. Nick, what have you found out so far?
Well, it's the second time that we will be on Big Monday, and so that's kind of exciting. And also, Baylor is 1-13 against Kansas all time, but the last time we won against Kansas was a Big Monday, so we kind of have luck on our side. We are 5-3 on national like televised events, so we have that for us. Other than that, our first half of the Missouri game, we shot 61.5%, so it looks like we're coming out stronger. We're just not finishing. So hopefully they can hone both the first and second half, and tonight would be a good night. But you were talking about Curtis Sherrills earlier, and he had a season low of 5 points last game. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's tough when you have a guy who's can on every night, if he decides to be, can be the leading scorer, to only have 5 points. They were obviously keen on him. I think he had a couple, quite a few turnovers, which is what Missouri strives on. But as far as tonight, I was talking in interviews with some of the players, and they were saying that Missouri was a must-win game. Well, obviously they didn't win. So where do you see Baylor right now? Let's talk about scenarios here. If Baylor wins against Kansas, what does that mean, and what does it mean if they lose? I guess we can start pessimistically. If they lose, what does that mean? Are they going to make the tournament, NCAA tournament?
I mean, they still could. They'd probably just need help from other teams to also not do so hot. I mean, whenever you're still in the first half of the season, or at least the conference schedule, I think there's always still hope. So, it might not be a must win, like, ultimately yet, but it's getting there.
Right, yeah, they're getting pretty close.
We're on a 3-game losing streak. Last season, our longest streak was 4-game losing streak. So if we lose this next one, I feel like we're going to be on the same track that we were last year.
Right, and I believe we're only 1 game back from where we were last year, or we're close to where we were last year at this time of the year. So it's kind of following the same path. Obviously, a lot of us preseason were thinking, oh, we're going to get in for sure. We're in the top 2 or 3 in the league. Well, that's going to be a big struggle for them now, with Kansas being undefeated. But do you think – I guess this is the question. Do you think Baylor can beat Kansas tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, they knocked off Arizona State earlier in the year, and that was a great team. And they played Texas pretty well for most of the game. So they can definitely beat Kansas.
Yeah, I think earlier in the week when we interviewed Curtis Sherrills, he was talking about how the Texas game was just players who made shots on the other team. I mean, really, it was he talked about one jumper that he just saw Abrams make, and he felt like that's where the game kind of go. One player got through. So I feel like we can definitely beat Kansas.
Right, yeah, and that should be interesting because, Kansas defending national champions, but they lost
they
half
lost
their roster.
All, yeah.
Half their roster, so we'll have to check on that. But as far as, I guess, so if Baylor does win, they're pretty good shape, would you say?
I would go so far as to say that we should beat Kansas. If everyone on Baylor's team plays like they are capable and everyone on Kansas plays like they are capable, then I think Baylor has the edge there. It's just a matter of them actually doing that.
Right. So, yeah, it'll be a big game tonight, 8 p.m. on Big Monday. And moving on to the women, they play this Wednesday against Nebraska on the road.
Yep.
And then this weekend they're back here at Kansas State. Now, along the same lines, last week we were kind of throwing around the idea, and I don't think any of us wanted to say it yet. We were thinking, if Baylor goes and wins these next 2 games against Oklahoma and Texas, which was last week, then they're a good chance to be number 1 or number 2 in the nation.
Definitely.
But they end up losing both of them. So I think everybody's a little bit more edgy on that. But let's just recap this last week and what it means for the season so far for the women.
Well, they lost to number 2 Oklahoma last Wednesday, and then lost to Texas on Sunday by 3 points. And the biggest thing in those 2 games is simply a lack of offense. And it's not that they're not getting good shots. They're missing things like layups. Against Texas, they made half their free throws. I think their post players were 7 of something like 32 on the night. And all 7 of those shots were Danielle Wilson, which has led Mulkey to say that she's going to switch her lineup around a little bit for this next game. So hopefully that'll give them something of a spark. But they're just really searching for offense right now. Their defense is still doing actually really well. They're averaging like 55 points allowed a game, which anytime you can keep an opponent in the 50s is a good sign. And they did that against Oklahoma, who's averaging 80 points a game, and against Texas, who's averaging like 72, 73 points per game. So you keep teams with that potent of offenses in the 50s, you'd think you'd come out with a win. It's just,
I think at halftime it was 24-25 or really close to that.
It was a close game all the way. It just really came down to players on the opposing side making shots in the stretch when they needed to, and ours falling short.
Right. Now, so Ashley Fields is supposed to get the start, correct?
Kim Mulkey has said that freshman Ashley Field will get the start alongside Danielle Wilson. She also mentioned that she would like to get Whitney Zachariasen, who's a transfer from Arkansas, who's in her first year here at Baylor. She'd like to see her out on the court. A good deal as well.
And that, maybe that'll spark some offense there. Defense, they're saying, is doing fine. Moving on, I guess, to Nebraska. I mean, we've had some trouble playing up there in Lincoln. I believe they've won the last two in Nebraska, including a triple overtime.
Nebraska's won the last two.
Correct. Nebraska has. Including a triple overtime win the year after that Lady Bears won the national championship. I believe it was 198.
The year that they won the national championship, they lost.
Oh, was that year?
Nebraska.
Okay, so it's that year. Okay.
Yeah. Kim Mulkey said that they had something like 50-something free throw attempts that game. Nebraska did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would do a lot. That is. That's almost a full game.
That'll get you a loss, right there.
Right. Let's see. Kansas State coming back into town. They're ranked, so it doesn't really get too much easier for the Lady Bears.
No, Kansas State's ranked 18, but you know, it's a game that Baylor should win. They probably should have won the. They should have won the one against Texas. That Texas team is not on this. Shouldn't be on the same level as what you would think a number four team is, like Baylor. But, you know, any given day, you know, anything can happen. But
right. Even though you can look at Gail Gastenkors, and I mean, she's a great coach.
Yeah.
And I think Mulkey, from covering her last year, Kim Mulkey might have met her match or something, I guess, as far as coaching goes in the Big 12 with her. Because Texas, last year, first game was, you know, Baylor was clearly in control. The second game, and then in the tournament, Gastenkors just completely had her number on everything. So I mean, it's tough to have two coaches at the same level there. So it's
I don't know if that was the case on Sunday's game though, because God, it just came down to Baylor missing shots, and I know Mulkey was getting kind of frustrated with all the questions about Texas and the post-game interviews. She said this is not had nothing to do with Texas. This is just Baylor missing shots. So,
all right. So that's two games this week for the women's basketball. It's too bad Bush couldn't help out the Bears against Oklahoma, but you know that's all in the past now. Well, thank you all very much for listening to today's podcast. We'll be back next week with more information and talk about recruiting and some other stuff that's happening this next
probably
week.
More basketball.
Yeah, more basketball and a little gridiron. So make sure to check us back out next week.